some of the sampling of what goes on a Saturday night at the Destiny Farm in South Africa. Left Hand of Darkness, that's what they call themselves, what some of the kids there call themselves. They always kill it for me. I don't know about you, but I would say they're almost talented. They almost got something going. When will we stop? Yorn Hardis before that square figures, and Anna and Matty. No love, no freedom, no peace.
I'm gonna
end things with music from Soka Gakkai, the modern worship, the Buddhist ceremonial worship cult that chants compulsively. And of course, I forgot what the chant is. You probably know it, right? It's like Nange Renge. That thing that Tina Turner always, whenever she does an interview, she always starts chanting. They chant to get what they want. They chant to get parking spaces. That's what they're known for. It's been around for quite a while, and still awaiting the reincarnation of the Golden Buddha with their nonstop worship of the Lotus Sutras. Anyway, we're going to end things with them. And then it's the old codger. You've been listening to the Music of Mind Control on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
I roam. I have no mother dear, no pleasant home. No one cares for me, no one would cry, even if poor little Bessie should die. Weary and tired, I've wandered all day, asking for work, but I'm too small, they say. On the damp ground I must now lay my head. Father's a drunkard and mother is dead. We were so happy till father drank rum. Then all our sorrows and troubles begun. Mother grew pale and wept every day. Baby and I were too hungry to play. Summer's night found their dead faces all silent and white. Then with big tears slowly dropping I said, father's a drunkard and mother is dead. Oh, if the temperance men only could find, poor wretched father and speak very kind. If they would stop him from drinking, why then I should be very happy again. Is it too late, temperance men, please try? Poor little Bessie must soon starve and die. All the day long I've been begging for bread. Father's a drunkard and the mother is dead.
Thank you. just fill my glass here, okay? A little more slivy, sir, please. Roll about. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, the music ended. Hello. Just taking a little sip there. My elixir. My medicine. Makes me feel good. Gets me in the mood for the show. Well, that and the music does, of course. Being at WFMU doesn't get me in the mood for anything. Let's see. We heard Hillbilly Charlie Vaughn with Father's a Drunkard and Mother is Dead. Then Red Norvo. And he did the big Spiderbeck composition in a mist. This is Courtney, the old codger, here at WFMU every Tuesday from 7 to 8 o'clock. Now, I just want to say, I have in my backyard, there's an infestation of slugs. There's slugs. There's an infestation in my yard. At night, they crawl out from the septic pit. Now, I don't care if they roam the weed patch that passes for a garden. But they slither on the concrete stones that lead to my pouting shanty, and the same stones lead to the sulking shed and the peeve porch. They leave these, the slugs, that is, they leave these gelatinous trails everywhere, and you can't walk around after dark without stepping on them, and they squish all over your shoes. By the way, the shoes that I'm wearing right now, they are older than you. That's right. Well, anyway, regarding these slugs, you know, I hate to commit genocide. That's not an absolute rule, and I'm sure most reasonable people see it that way. But these infernal slugs must be gotten rid of. So overnight, what I've been doing, I leave out these trays of cheap, stinking beer. I'm just trying to offer them some hospitality. Well, they crawl into trays with the beer, and they drink the stuff, and they drown. Well, I'm not responsible for their alcoholism, or that it proves fatal in most cases, but not all. You see, there's still dozens of slugs who are immune. The Mormons, the Muslim slugs, the teetotaler slugs, the slug 12-steppers. Basically, I'm wiping out the Irish slugs. My backyard walkways still look disgusting. And that's not all. Those damn birds crapping all over the roof of my pouting shanty. No matter how often I warn them, I yell at them, I shake my fist, and I say, "Damn birds, stay out of my yard." They don't listen. Look, we got to get back to the show here. And one of the most important things that we do here on the Old Codger Show is we sell airtime for advertising. That's right. We sell products, fan products. Most of them come from Del Barton Industries. Well, this is a new product here. We're going to have Gus Del Barton. Gus Bodenheim. Sorry about that, Gus. Got you confused with Remy. Anyway, this is from Del Barton Books. Yeah, the publishing arm. This is very exciting. It's a new edition of a very famous book. And when you hear Gus talk about it, you should go out and buy it. And read it, because it explains a lot.
History, writ large. The blazing chronicle of time's unrelenting forward march chuggity-chug, urgently asserting its restless imperative. Yes, history. Yet through the years and well apart from conventional narratives and accounts, other more secretive forces have exerted an influence less readily acknowledged in the tomes of time. Mysterious organizations such as the Rosicrucians, the Freemasons, the Illuminati. But what of a less influential force, a Dodderati, if you will? Well, here's what. Del Barton Thrift Editions proudly present The Protocols of the Elders of Edison, Centenary Edition. This new translation by author, schnorrer, and theorist Orson X. Kendi Jr. reveals the untold, unwondered-about, warts-and-all chronicle of an obscure cabal of geezers convened in a pouting shanty, smoking rank cigars and nursing bourbon and grudges. In these pages, where the minutes of a meeting pass like decades, these grousing fossils reveal, in their own words, how much better things were before they came up with all this new crap. How those SOBs will get you every time. Why monaural 78s are preferable to the actual sounds of real life. Whether or not this looks infected. Not since Professor Joe Gould's oral history of the contemporary world has the proverbial ratty bathrobe been pulled open to such vivid and regrettable effect. You can almost smell the Bengay and taste the char juice overflowing from dented spittoons. Say, why not pre-order your copy of The Protocols of the Elders of Edison? And remember, it'll arrive sooner or later, unless those idiots screw it up again as usual.
Has got care. Old Joe's hitting the jug. He's not working today.
Play.
He's not working today.
Hey.
Though he has got time, he sings all the time. He's not working today.
Play.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Now old Joe.
Old Joe.
Yes, old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe's hitting the jug. Are you listening? Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe's hitting the jug.
Brother, ain't it up to you? When you hear that tune, watch anyone flaunt? How can anyone stop? I can dance my da 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 Come on, try to follow the beat. Brother, isn't it sweet? How it tickles your feet. Come on, don't you want to begin? Start to quiver and grin. Brother, ain't it a sin? When you hear that tune, watch on Mr. Moon. You can see him soon, winking his eyes up in the sky. Come on, how can anyone fall? I can dance my wa da 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 da.
Give that junk man my old glad rags. I'm gonna wear a suit of black. You better pack your trunk, gal, pack your bag, cause I'm getting on your track. Now I ain't bragging, no, no, but you can't throw me down. I'm gonna fix your wagon, yeah, ma'am, so you can't go to town. I'm gonna do you right, cause you done me wrong. I'm gonna do you black and blue, and then I'll tell that junk man to come along and pick up what's left of you. Thank you.
That was a band led by the great drummer, Cozy Cole, and it was called The Beat. Before that, the great piano player, Earl Father Hines, and Glad Rag Doll. We heard Isham Jones, Isham. It's the dentures. I got my fourth set of dentures, and they're not properly seated in my jaw. I have to go back in a few weeks to have them properly fitted. Isham Jones and his orchestra with the vocal by Eddie Stone, and they sang a tender little ballad called The Junk Man. The Nifty Three did Doggone. Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club boys gave us Old Joe's Hitting the Jug. And there was Gus Bodenheim talking about the new sponsor of the new book, The Protocols of the Elders of Edison. Buy a few copies. Read them all. You know, and Gus, you know, in the commercial, he made a reference to Joe Gould and Joe Gould's book, The Oral History of the World. Now, they used to say that Joe Gould was a fraud, that it was a hoax, that he didn't actually write the book, that he claimed he was writing the oral history of the world. Well, that book exists. All those notebooks, they're stored beneath my sulking shed in my backyard. They're in a trunk. Next time you visit, I'll show them to you. I'll prove it. Just ask. By the way, if you do want to visit, just give me a call. You know my phone number. You didn't forget it, did you? Do I have to give it to you again? No, I'm not reminding you of my phone number. I've given it so often. And I told you to write it down with a pencil. Now, if you wrote it down with ink, with a pen, the ink will fade over time. A pencil stroke will last forever. So, anyway, look, this is Courtney the Old Codger on WFMU on Tuesday. And look, I know what time you're thinking it is, but it's not that time. Because I have some scandalous news to deliver to you, the listener, especially my loyal listeners. We were contacted by lawyers for Flip the Frog. They demanded royalties for the soundtracks that we've been airing from their major motion pictures. Well, we sent a reply from our lawyers, the firm of Raul Jr. and Raul. Our attorney is the second, Mr. Raul. And we refused to pay. Flip's attorneys have issued a cease and desist order. So, for now, we are boycotting Flip the Frog Major Motion Pictures. We will not air these soundtracks any longer until Flip's lawyers cease and desist bothering us, demanding money. It's extortion, it's what it is. Now, if it makes any difference, we did offer to pay them in our new cryptocurrency. It's called Codger Coin. We talked about it a few weeks ago. But they declined. That was a dumb move. This stuff is going to be valuable someday. Maybe even in my lifetime. And then, oh, God, what a week it's been. We got a nasty letter from the estate of Mickey Rooney. They were claiming that we have been crediting him with fictitious roles in these major motion pictures starring Flip the Frog. They alleged that Mickey Rooney never starred in any major motion picture starring Flip. Well, this is a provable lie. What is wrong with these malformed lower primates anyway? So look, no major motion picture by you-know-who this week in place. We will be airing soundtracks from now on from films featuring the great actor and raconteur Willie Whopper. This week, we will feature Willie Whopper in Stratosphere. But by the way, Willie Whopper is not spoken with the same inflection as Flip the Frog. It's just Willie Whopper. So the big question is, do Willie Whopper features qualify as major motion pictures? Or is Stratosphere a documentary? Well, we checked with the cinema historians as a recreations of events that actually happened to Willie Whopper, we would call them documentaries. So, we're going to refer to them as major historical documentaries. Now, the phrase doesn't quite roll off the tongue like major motion picture, but it is accurate. So, the guest stars, we're going to start the soundtrack soon, it's on 70 RPM records. Let's see, Hieronymus Flan is in this. Albert Einstein. It's not the scientist. It's a different guy, different pronunciation. Let's see, Dick Smoker is in this one. Mumbles Pundit. Squandora Helberton. This one's got Nicholas Absorbine, Jr. That's right. And Nola Bamber. She's on loan from the Trip to Prague Major Motion Pictures in this one. So this is the soundtrack to the major historical documentary, Stratosphere, starring Willy Whopper.
Say, did I ever tell you this one?
I could never go with it yet. I could never go with it yet.
Just begun.
Oh. handsome. Come on, see me sometime. Anytime. Right now.
Whopper.
Yeah, but it's the wrong tooth.
There lives a man next door to me who thinks he's very wise. I see all, know all, can't fool me. You've met those kind of guys. At prophesying what to be, he thinks that he's a bear. He'll stop you any time at all and loudly will declare. In 1999, in 1999, although today we write in style, they look back on us and smile. In 1999, it surely will be fine. We'll have a lady president in 1999. Yes, I'll admit we're better off than back in 61. 'Cause Rad Io and Moving Picket hadn't quite begun. And I've been gazing at the stars and got things figured out. There's no one in this world but me knows what that's all about. In 1999, in 1999, I reckon you know what I mean. We'll be drinking gasoline in 1999. They'll even come a time. They won't write any mammy songs in 1999. I let you in on something else, but don't you tell a soul. This money that we spend today, they'll use that stuff for coal. These vampire women nowadays are wearing less and less, but they'll be wearing less and less in 99, I reckon. In 1999, in 1999, for 10 or 20 cents, I guess, you can buy the wife a dress in 1999. It won't be any crime to have a dozen wives or so in 1999. The men and women nowadays get married just for fun. But when they try to get unhitched, their troubles start by gum. They hire a liar just to swear each other's not to blame. The things they accuse each other of, it drives the judge insane. But in 1999, there'll be no jury to declare what is what, for they won't care in 1999. Divorce will take no time. They leave them flat. that and say that fat 1999.
I met a man last night. People, he was just my size.
That was Lily Mae Kirkman, and he's just my size. Al Bernard, before that, with a very prescient song called In 1999. Everything he sang about in that song, I think it was recorded in 1923, everything came true, just about. Then we heard Willy Whopper, the soundtrack from Stratosphere from 1933, because we're not going to be airing soundtracks from Flip the Frog, Major Motion Pictures anymore, until his lawyers cease and desist from pestering us. As I explained earlier, you missed it if you just tuned in now. Yes. Anyway, this is Courtney, the old codger on WFMU. I'm here every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. Now, I have a little story to tell you. This is a very cute story. And it's true. Cute and true. Rummy Del Barton told me this story. He's his cousin who lives out in the Midwest, U.S., out in the Midwest, and he was in Manhattan. And he needed to get to Brooklyn. So he asked the cop how to get to Brooklyn. And the cop said, subway. So Rummy's cousin just arrived from out of town in the Midwest. He sees a sign. It says subway. So he walks in. Well, it was a subway sandwich shop. So he got in line, and he waited for a while. Finally, he got to the counter, and a guy behind the counter says, how can I help you? And Remy's cousin said, I'm waiting for a train to Brooklyn. Well, the guy behind the counter looked at him and yelled, are you crazy? This is a sandwich shop. Get the hell out of here. So Remy's cousin left. Now, the strange thing is, when he walked out of the sandwich shop, He was in Brooklyn. Just amazing. Look, we're going right back to the museum. There's no way I can top that story. It's absolutely... It's the end of the line as far as this monologue goes, okay? So we have to go back to the music right now.
Then you're cold as ice, you're a puzzle to me. Good little, bad little you, what makes you tease like you do? I look into your angel eyes, they're little devils in disguise. One little, two little lips I crave, they lead me on, then they say, behave. And who knows it too? Good little, bad little you. Good little, bad little you.
Silver lining. been riding down and round the block, haven't taken notice to any clock. The sun gone down and it's almost dark, looking for a place to park. An officer told me to come on past. Well, the next thing happened, I was out of gas. He said, you can't stop over here. I've been looking for a place to park. My cash was low, I didn't know where to go. I fell on down to a gasoline station. My sweetie said, come on, baby, let's go. I said, Mama, won't you have a little patience? We kept riding round the block, didn't notice any clock. Well, the sun was down, really dark, looking for a place to park. Yeah.
Water. Colorless, odorless, tasteless. Boring, you might say. There are some who insist that we must drink water to stay alive. They say that water is essential to human life. Such beliefs were common among ancient tribes of wandering nomads and hidebound traditionalists who opposed civilization's march of progress. Del Barton Industries believes we don't have to live according to the superstitions of our ancestors. That's why they created Beyond Water. Beyond Water has a rich amber color and goes down with a refreshing, astringent, cleansing bite. Made from iron-free dihydrogen oxide filtered through high concentrations of limestone, aged in charred oak casks, triple distilled and bottled in bond in small batches. Each bottle of Beyond Water is slapped with a label that guarantees quality and satisfaction every time. Or you can try real hard to get your money back. Beyond Water. A proud seven-generation tradition of the Del Barton family of Kentucky. Beyond Water should not be used while operating a motor vehicle, heavy machinery, or piloting aircraft. Excessive use could lead to liver damage or death. Use by children is not recommended, except under the supervision of adults.
Chaine-la, qu'à baiser, j'ai des mille cinq ans.
C'est là, loup maman.
C'est là qu'à baiser, au moins des mille cinq ans.
That was Alfonso and his orchestra with Chez Lalo. Running out of time here, I gotta be real quick. Oh, we heard another advertisement from another fine sponsor, from Del Barton, Beyond Water. That was Gus Bodenheim, our staff announcer. Slim, Gaylord Slam Stewart, did Looking for a Place to Park. And the Brock Sisters sang Broken Hearted Soul. And Cliff Edwards, with the great Eddie Lang and Joe Venuti, did Good Little Bad Little You. So this is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. I'll be back next week. If you want to give me a phone call at home, you know my number. I'm not going to remind you. Next time, write it down with a pencil, and you won't lose it. And look, on July 27, I'm going to be having my dentures adjusted, so I will not be here. Filling in for me in this hour, on July 27th, just a few weeks from now, will be a guy, young, a very young fellow. I think he's a teenager. His name is Matt Fiveash. He's going to be playing 1 hour of blues on 78 RPM record, filling in for me, Courtney T. Edison. And that'll be on the 27th of July. So this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.